What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans, Cookie, Hello. Pepper, Jasmine. We're all in the house
what
tonight.
What up?
How long has it been? Like 2-3 weeks?
If. At least.
Yeah. It's been a long time for me.
Right?
And then the fact that we're all here together.
Oh my God, we're like a family.
Just kidding.
Right? No, it's been kind of my fault. I'm getting ready for a gig that's coming up on Saturday, so it's been consuming a lot of my
time.
It's
kind of my fault. I was like stuck in the detention.
We didn't want to blame you, but yeah, it's been your fault.
I was stuck in the immigration tents.
Again.
with the rest of my peoples in cages.
Just in case you forgot who her people were.
Yeah. Nobody forgot.
It's all Trump's fault.
How dare you? Trump. How dare you? He's an American treasure.
Trump's
that should be buried and forgotten.
Don't talk about Trump. I like Trump.
I bet you do.
I do.
So what's our next story?
I don't know.
Ever jealous of Stormy Daniels?
Oh. Whatever. I am not jealous
Is
of that
Is it Tuesday
girl.
Already?
Taco Tuesday. Woo woo.
Pull your pants back up, Pepper.
It's all you can eat tacos.
Why do you put so much cream on the tacos?
Because.
Why is it so sour?
Gotta cover up the cheese.
I'm lactose. Put that shit away.
Whatever. Let me get you a weenie.
Yes. Wrap that shit in bacon.
Ooh, a big old sausage. We're gonna do a challenge.
So is it Fortune Cookie Friday?
Fortune Cookie Friday? Yes.
That's
so
it.
Is that my day, Fortune Cookie Friday?
That's dong it, dong it.
Fuck yeah, dude. That's going to be a thing from now on.
Fortune Cookie Friday, that's cool.
Jasmine's Fortune Cookie Friday.
Sounds good. So.
Yeah, that's when you tell me to pull my pants on. I mean, sorry.
Do you give good or bad fortunes?
What's a bad fortune?
That's
an oxymoron.
Like, oh, you're gonna live forever and be happy. Like, that's a bad fortune. I don't want to live forever. I don't want to be happy that much.
Oh God.
Like, yeah. How does that make the rest
like, you're
of
gonna
us
win
fortunate?
Money,
yeah.
Or you're gonna like.
You're gonna get it in the butt in an hour.
Oh shit.
It's all like, oh my gosh, this is so accurate.
That's what I wish for in the penny thing, the penny fountain. I'm like, I hope I get it in the butt.
Wow.
And you get a takeout box. Boom.
Ooh,
that's what she calls her,
I like it.
Her badge, the takeout box. Wrap that shit in foil.
I thought that was only on the weekends.
Well, it is Friday.
No, it's not Friday.
No,
oh
not
my
today.
Gosh. It's
fucking Tuesday.
I just said
Taco
Tuesday.
How long
Tuesday.
Were you out?
No, fuck you.
She just got through saying it's Taco Tuesday. Like,
no,
not
I
more than a minute ago. It's Taco Tuesday. Woo.
You said about the weekend, and she said Fortune Fridays. So, hello, it is the weekend.
It's Fortune Cookie Friday. Yeah. On Friday, obviously. Today's Taco Tuesday.
Well, I can't wait till Friday then.
Today is your day.
Taco Tuesday. Come on, everybody. Woohoo!
Put that taco away.
Mm-hmm. You should try my, what is it? My Four Loco Chilada, or what was it called?
Your Four Chilada?
My Four Loco Chilada.
She mixed Clamato and.
That's disgusting.
And Four Locos. It was a ghetto Michilada.
I gotta show.
A Four Chilada.
I gotta show Cookie the picture.
So is that when you spread your legs and you just pour some Four Loco all over your shit?
Yeah. I'm like, because
there's already blood and clam juice coming from it.
Ew.
Oh, God.
That's fucking sick, Cookie.
It's called a pepper chilada.
Don't be so dirty.
I will pass. Oh my God.
Let's get on.
With paste salsa.
This is my, I don't know if you can see it. Can you see it?
Put your vag away.
Can you see it? Can you
no
see
one's
it?
Trying to see it. See. Some people are trying to see it.
Can't you see it or no? Can't you see it? Look at my chip bag.
Yeah, she saw it.
That's what she calls it, her chip bag.
Open the bag.
Close the bag.
You're letting all the air out.
Should it be filled with air?
Sometimes.
Isn't that how you queef?
You queef. That's when, what is it? The unicorn is sneezing.
Oh, that was Jasmine's definition.
A unicorn sneeze?
Yeah. That's a queef. I have a magical unicorn in me.
Again. Like I said, is it Tuesday already?
I said, like I told you, just because they put a horn on the donkey doesn't make it a unicorn.
You. Whatever.
Shazad has a rainbow tail, too.
Now that I'm thinking about it, you can make a donkey out of a unicorn. Like,
you can make a unicorn out of a donkey.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, Cookie. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm cutting you off. You've had enough Four Locos.
No, I didn't. Just one more.
Just one more. I know, right?
And that's it.
Did you rim that with salt or Coke?
Coke.
She's all neither with my tongue.
Salt. What's salt
like
gonna do?
Like I always do.
Oh, dang.
You be quiet. You don't talk about me, okay? You don't know my life.
33 years, I think he knows your life quite well.
35.
I'm trying to make you younger here.
See how she is? See that right there? That's why nobody likes you.
That's being salty. Right?
Like your margarita?
He says on the new, what is it,
girl? The Morton Salt girl.
Yeah, salty ass bitch.
Oh, that explains the boots and the umbrella.
She said my boobs. Oh, what's wrong with them?
What's right with them should be the question.
They look cute today. Why? They look cute today.
They do. Shimmy. Shimmy,
shimmy, yeah. Shimmy, shimmy.
Yeah. All right. So.
Tangent.
Yeah, but that was
We have to do that challenge.
Yeah, but
still.
That was kind of funny. Yeah, that's at the end. We got a new game.
Oh, no.
But before that, California's. It's on the ballot that it's going to split into three states if it passes. There would be Northern California, which is everything north and northeast of Monterey, is Northern California. So the Bay Area and all the way up to the
Apple
the
Valley and
Monterey
stuff.
Bay.
What are they calling it?
Northern California.
Oh, okay.
And then California is everything from everything along the coast. From Monterey to where, like, San Diego County starts.
Oh, okay.
And then east and south of that would be Southern California. So all the way down to, like, Mexico.
So do you want to be,
so where does Riverside land?
California.
Do you want to be, like, north side or south side?
They're pushing it to Mexico. Riverside's being pushed to Mexico where it should be.
Oh, my God. You're horrible.
Have you been to Riverside?
No, but, like, I thought it was nice.
It should be at the side of a river.
Holy it's shit. Bad out there? It's bad out there?
It's not good.
No? I thought it was nice out there.
I think we found the title for the episode. Have you been to Riverside?
Well, I thought it was nice. It used to be.
What?
When did you go to Riverside?
Like a long time ago, but like it's.
You need to move farther away from me if you're frequenting Riverside.
I thought that's where all the bros live. Riverside,
no, that's
like
Orange
all the
County.
Like, white boys with like monster trucks and
that's the OC.
No, that's Orange County.
Not when I was the bro ho.
See, she knows what I'm talking about. Like
she was a bro ho. You were a bro ho.
She went to Riverside a lot. Yeah. Fucking Valley of the Dirt.
Is
people.
It really bad or
Valley of the Dirt Bags?
It's ghetto. It's bad.
Yes.
I haven't been there in forever. But
for a reason.
But I thought it was nice out there.
Okay, then you probably weren't in Riverside.
Yeah.
Well, it's never been nice. You're gonna
the outskirts of Riverside.
It's all like. Desert looking, like it's just nothing out there, so how could it be bad? There's houses like every mile away. Like I haven't been there in forever.
Is that where you used to go to get meth?
No.
She's all, I make my own, thank you very much.
No, okay, into Apple
nothing,
Valley.
Nothing gets changed then if meth still comes from Riverside.
Exactly.
Meth comes from everywhere.
If it's the meth, I thought San Bernardino was the meth capital.
No.
No?
Isn't San Bernardino, Riverside and San Bernardino are right next to each other. Though.
Yeah, they are. It's basically the same
push
shit.
It to Mexico.
It's like,
right
what?
Now, Ellie.
Okay, San Bernardino is over the side of the shit that doesn't have corn in it.
That's where we'll start.
There's some blue stuff out right now. I was like, what? Blue
calm
stuff.
Down.
What?
Like, I swear to God. And that was that show, Breaking Bad. But no, they're really.
Breaking Bad?
Well, they brought it out in Breaking Bad, some blue stuff. But, like, they have blue stuff now. I don't know what they're calling it. Blue some shit. I don't know. But, yeah.
The Heisenberg?
I want. No, they're not calling it by him.
Right?
The Jesse.
The Walter White.
It's called Gatorade Me, bitch.
Yeah.
They call it salty.
You don't need all your teeth.
I love Breaking Bad.
Like, isn't that what it says on the sign that as you go into Riverside? Yeah. Like, welcome to Riverside. You don't need all your teeth.
Gum it. No. Just gum it.
You're so dumb. That's so mean.
Sorry, Riverside.
I wanted to move to Riverside, like, too.
Grilling me right now.
And on the way out, thanks for visiting Riverside. You'll be back.
I know, right? One hit, they always come back.
Oh, no, when you leave it, even better. Fucking, if you leave on the fucking side where they sell the drugs, it's like... Oh,
what side is that? Isn't that all the sides?
The sign on the way out says the first hit is free, the rest you gotta pay for.
Yep.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, it's still pretty much the same.
So, you're saying that California slit? Or what?
Is going to split into...
Oh, California slit?
The California...
That's what you call your vagina, the California slit.
Like, isn't a California slit like a gross vagina? Like a pretty white one?
She's
white
like, I thought it was the two dicks in the butt and one in the mouth.
That's what she calls the California split.
California
and no, that is that's the Nevada high life.
I'm going to go to
that's
vote.
That's the Nevada high life?
I'm going to go vote and be like, I want California slit.
Make America great again.
Exactly.
Add three
more. There's like, I'm two girls short of a threesome.
Make it pretty again.
Ugh.
Oh, Pepper. Come on, someone say it.
Oh, Pepper.
I forgot. You know what? I did forget some sounds on the soundboard. It was the cricket sounds.
Whatever. Chirp, oh, you guys chirp, are quiet,
chirp,
not me.
Chirp, chirp, chirp. Cricket noise, cricket noise, cricket noise.
Do pew pew.
I can just take like my surface outside and you'll hear crickets and frogs.
Oh, can please you record do that for me so I can sleep better at night?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Just break down and buy it.
Like, and I hear birds in the morning.
Because the sounds of her farting in the middle of the night just aren't doing it for her anymore.
Well, I don't hear that, but my boyfriend does. I hear I hear birds all the goddamn time. I just want to get a gun and shoot the trees. Like, just boom, boom, boom. Because they're so annoying.
They're like, how did we get here? How did we get to this point?
You we said put about a the microphone birds in front of her.
Just you said about me birds. Smack it. But you said about birds. But yeah, they're God fucking annoying. And the other day, I'm telling my boyfriend.
The birds aren't the only thing them that's fucking annoying. I'm just kidding. Oh, my God.
Whatever.
I love you, Pepper.
I know you do.
I love you.
We're going out tonight, right?
Later.
Okay. I contacted the dealer.
Yes. Did my grandma call you back?
Yes. Hello. She's going to hook us up tonight. Okay, anyways, back to this podcasting.
Please.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I want to shoot my fucking birds.
So, but yeah, I think it
talk about the California
slit. It goes on the ballot in November, and everybody gets to vote on it and decide. So if you're out there and you're going to vote, I'm up for lower taxes, so vote for three states.
Yes.
Vote. My vote never matters.
No, neither does your opinion, but I mean...
My opinion matters. It fucking matters.
Opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one.
Yours just smells worse.
Oh, mine smells pretty.
Everybody else wipes their opinion, though.
Mine smells beautiful. Smells like a beautiful, like, flower.
If you don't, like, calm down, you're gonna be joining Heather Locklear. She got
I'm sorry, but I will never do something stupid like that. Like, I love myself too much to, like, end my life over somebody, like, or something.
Yeah, we know.
I'm gonna live forever.
Fucker, you love you more than you love anybody else.
Because I think if, right, you have to love yourself, though. That's what they say in relationships.
Yeah, yeah, but you got like carried away.
I love myself once a day. That's it. No more,
just,
no less.
And that's for health reasons.
But you have to love
it
yourself.
It was medically prescribed.
The other four times are just for me.
Yes.
I love myself.
That's how much I love myself.
Because I love myself. Wouldn't you love me too?
A little bit.
Whatever. The answer was not
survey
wrong.
Says no.
It was correct. They should do that on Family Feud.
So, yeah, Cookie, would take it away. The
okay, so the topics that are going through media right now are the two suicides of Kate Spade, that's one, and Anthony Bourdain, which is another, and the failed attempt of Heather Locklear. She's just not a doer.
The failed attempt of
she
Heather Locklear.
She just wants attention.
Melrose Place isn't getting rebooted. She got upset. This is what happens.
She's like flipping out going, they're fucking rebooting Roseanne and Full House, but they're not going to do Melrose Place?
Seriously.
Oh my God.
She's just pissed. There's not too much to the story other than there was a phone call made to 911 from a relative and or friend.
Come and get this crazy bitch.
Yeah, seriously. The 90s are done. So is your career.
She didn't make it to Dancing with the Stars.
No, seriously. Did the career killer, as I like to call it.
VH1?
Yeah.
Did she make it to VH1 at least?
Where are they now? In a coffin.
At Betty Ford.
Yeah, seriously. But so that's what's going on in the world right now. Mm. Kate Spade, kind of sad. Designer.
Everybody wants to kill themselves.
Anthony Bourdain.
For that Kate Spade thing, wasn't she just newly, like, filthy fucking rich?
Yes, she just sold her label for, like, billions.
All kinds of nice purses. Like, and then, her
daughter found the suicide note, and I guess she blamed her ex-husband, whatever.
Oh, my God.
What? So now her daughter's filthy rich.
I know. I heard that she had died. I heard it was a suicide, and... then thought of a bunch of scarf jokes, and then...
Right? She hung herself with one of her own belts. How full of herself is she?
Right?
Oh, fucking, my God, that's how I would probably
go. Self-important motherfucker.
I know. Not only is the suicide all about you, but it's literally all about you.
Hello. Yeah. I want people to know I killed me for me.
With me, for me, about me.
Exactly. I'm not waiting out for nobody.
That's like diehard fan right there, fucking sporting the brand to the end.
Yeah. But that's cool. I like her purses. I want one.
She's going to be buried in one.
Do you think they'll go on sale like half off?
They're not going to be with any straps because she used them all.
They might like up the price for a while, but I think they're going to go down after a while. Cause
if there's any left.
Right.
I want one now.
Well, I'm sure Jasmine knows where to get one. Like,
can you
know.
Get me one?
She's making them right now.
Oh, wait. Can you get me a Louis Vuitton or what are they called?
With a B, not a V.
Louis Vuitton. Did you see my penis?
I've seen your penis. Please put it away.
It's so cute.
Like the Filipino mom say it with a B.
What?
Louis Vuitton.
Louis Vuitton. Oh, isn't that what's Joe Coy, whatever that comedian, his mother? She says that. Go put my Louis whatever.
Oh, yeah. Not because I'm racist, because he's a stranger. Yeah. You're racist, Joe.
I like. Oh,
fucking Joe. They're all about their purses, man.
Are they really? Are you really?
Yeah.
What's the most expensive purse?
I'm not, take my life, but not my purse. And stuff. Absolutely. They'll be, like, judgy over which one you have.
Well, so can you get any Louis Vuittons?
She has the Neverfull.
Please. Or Ugg boots or something.
Ugg boots. She's not Australian.
Oh, yeah.
Crikey.
Right. Well, what do you sell? What do you sell over there?
Bitch, like, my girl.
What do you sell over there?
Heroin.
Oh, you can get the good kind?
The good kind?
Ugh.
You're the worst. Clearly she's never
from the mountains of Nepal. Yes.
Oh.
Clearly she's never
done.
Sounds
okay. I've never did heroin.
And I owe Jester $5.
I've never done that.
Great. Now I owe somebody 20.
Well, only 15 because I'm going to give you the 5. So
I've never done that. No other stuff, but no. I did like the most of the legal stuff, not the illegal.
Sure you have.
Like all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Anyways, back to...
So Heather Locklear, how long is she going to be locked up?
I think she has to be detained for at least 24 hours, so that was up today.
But they have
she
to
should
keep
be
her.
They should be letting her out.
But they have to keep her...
It's 24 hours.
I mean, the thing is, they should not be letting her out, but they're going to let
exactly.
her out.
For her trying to kill herself or almost like... You have to be locked up in a home, no?
Yeah, for 24 hours.
But no, I thought for like at least longer.
Is it longer than 20? I could be wrong. I thought it was like 24-hour surveillance.
It's like longer, I think. They have to evaluate you and see if you're okay to go out.
Fuck, I mean, seriously, it's fucking Heather Locklear. Like, nobody saw that one coming.
Oh, that's my little Indian boy. Babe, how long do you stay locked up for?
Is it 24 hours?
What about
hours?
You, Jasmine? Any idea on how long somebody has to stay locked up for
after a suicide attempt?
I don't know.
I know they have to be around the clock for 24 hours at least. Like they keep them on lockdown?
Not sure. I mean, I would ask like Robin Williams or something, but...
His ghost? What's Patrick Swayze doing?
They don't have to keep it for longer? She said 72 hours.
Oh, 3 days. So she has till tomorrow. She'll be let out tomorrow. 72 hours.
I thought
they
keep you
check.
For like a month or so. Like, no, we gotta figure you out.
All these celebrities are like committing suicide. That was crazy.
Yeah, like you, I. Like you were talking about Anthony Bourdain. So
how are you sad with life? You have.
Yeah, I'm pretty fucking devastated about that. Honestly.
Yeah, I think more
I was
people are
not expecting that at all. I was like so fucking like over that. It makes me so fucking sad because I admire him so much as a person, but I don't know.
He was
still filming Parts Unknown, and then like I guess like a few days after filming, they just found him dead in France.
Didn't they just renew that show too? Like it just came up for renewal.
I mean,
like,
he does well. What most people don't realize, though, he didn't really get famous until he was like in his 40s. So imagine he's like 61, so he's only really been doing this for like a good 2 decades.
Maybe that's why he killed himself.
It's not like he's lived this crazy, like, traveling, like, life, like, all throughout his career.
Did any, I heard that he died, but I didn't follow up with it, so I didn't know if they released, like, the reason or, like, a suicide note or anything like that leading up to.
Not that I know of, no. I know he has a girlfriend. He married twice, I know that, and then he has a daughter, which he didn't have his daughter till like maybe 10 years ago or something like that, so fairly recent. He's a pretty old dad, so
he's an old papa.
Oh, he had children. Oh, fuck, no wonder he killed himself.
There you go. We've solved this one. Rice and beans to the rescue again.
I mean, he's always had his demons, I guess. He's talked about that before.
We all have our demons.
Yeah, depression, both of them struggled with mental illness, right? Illness?
Yeah, he has struggled with mental illness, and you know, he was drinking. So I know that much. I mean, that's very typical of like kitchen life though.
Really?
You know, it's just a very, very rough industry.
Well, I'm a man, so I don't spend much time in the kitchen.
What? That's
what
I never dated.
Oh, is that what? You don't.
Men who can
it's a
cook.
Joke.
I
it's
know.
A joke.
But I didn't find that funny at all because I'm in the kitchen.
Where you should be.
Whatever. I think anybody could be in the kitchen.
And I still make the sandwiches. Fuck.
There was a comedian who was interviewing two women, and he asked, no, I think it was two men, and he asked the gay couple, like, so which one of you makes the sandwiches?
Oh, that's messed up. That's so sad.
I still make the sandwiches.
Yeah, that's true. Who makes the sandwiches?
I don't know. You tell us. You're in the kitchen a lot.
I'm not in a gay relationship,
you're always,
though.
But you're always
I
in the
make
kitchen.
The sandwiches.
Are
I do.
Are you the woman in the relationship?
You do?
Well, no. Lately, okay. He's been making the Bestie. Sandwiches, quote unquote, like making the meals. But yeah, it's a give and take.
Bestie is a woman.
Mostly give.
Yes.
I guess that's where the winning end is.
That's right. Ew.
Well, speaking of things. Oh, what? Wait, did you say you had something pregame for the Anthony Bourdain thing?
Oh. I mean, it's kind of... I mean, it's not a funny thing, per se, but... It's more so just tied into, like, how he was really involved in, like... Just immigration in general and, like, how his views were with, like, the Mexican and, like, Hispanic community in the kitchen industry, basically.
How's that not
just
funny?
Saying that, you know, not a lot of... Speaking of immigration, just not a lot of, like, people these days, Americans these days, really even attempt to get, like, the lower-end job of, like, in restaurants, like... dishwashing and all that. So it's just kind of funny how like these days a lot of people are just like really targeting a lot of immigrants, saying that, you know, they're just crossing the border, but really it's just they're crossing the border for like a better fucking life. And everything that's going on in the country right now with like little kids being separated from their families is kind of heartbreaking.
What
for
do you
me,
sign
I
up at? How do you get that to happen?
You want to put your kid in a cage?
No, I just want them separated.
Oh, jeez.
You want them separated, really?
You get a divorce.
I don't know. I think it's more He's so never like a morality me. Issue.
No, I'm just kidding. I love
than
my
anything.
Kid.
I mean, love just my kid. Because it's illegal doesn't mean it's wrong.
No, you shouldn't
se.
Put them in cages. Like, I think you should treat them a little better and put them somewhere nice. Like, I don't know. Not in cage.
What do these cages look like?
Are they like kennels? Like dog kennels?
Yeah, practically. I mean, they're putting nice. Them in tents in like Texas and stuff.
Those are nice, though.
Right now.
Oh, they're camping. They're glamping.
Yeah, they're glamping.
They're like, get in, kid. You're going to pretend you're a little puppy.
Who's my little lumberjack?
I'm just saying, being black without a white owner was illegal at some point.
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
Being a Jewish person in Germany was illegal.
Everybody has choices.
That's all I got to say about that. So, I don't know. I don't agree with it. I think we need to do better.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
Make better choices.
Yes.
We need to do something.
We're all looking at you, Pepper.
What the fuck? Why does everybody have to follow me? I make bad choices.
Yeah, I know.
I don't care.
I do what I want.
Yeah, because I can.
Because I can.
Oh, I love that. Do it again.
My pig snort.
I'm gonna call you babe.
Aww.
My babe.
There it is, the fucking gayest thing I heard all day.
What?
What?
My babe. My little baby.
Well, at least she doesn't say bae.
Oh god.
Oh my god. Before any
don't look at my text.
What is it?
You'll smear this
whatever. Bae. I'm gonna get a shirt that says that. B-A-E.
Baywatch.
Before anyone or
before
it's Baywatch season, guys. Summer.
Before anyone else. Baywatch season.
You should just
Baywatch season.
You should put BC.
Yes, Baywatch season.
Oh gosh. It's getting religious up in here.
Yes.
Beach body.
I've been going to church lately.
Easy there.
Is your summer body ready?
You know what? You don't be calling me that.
It won't be ready till the summer of 2020.
So my son told
it's
me
it's a work in progress.
Bestie, yeah, my son told me today. He says, "Oh, you're going to be CB," and he named my dog's name, and then you know, bitch. And I was like, "Oh, so I'm CB today instead of JB."
What are these initials for?
Was what JB Justin Bieber?
Well, my son's name, and then bitch.
Oh, okay.
Because she like caters to him all the
Jimmy
time.
Jimmy Neutron's bitch. Yeah, he's bad.
Terrible.
Because my bestie made that up. Thank you.
And then he called her that.
Oh, yeah. He called me it again today, and I was like, what did you say? I am not your JB.
He's all, you heard me. I didn't stutter.
I'm like, I had you, and you're here in life for you to be my bitch. And then he's like, I'm sorry, Mom.
But it didn't work out that way, so get to
I am
it,
not
bitch.
His, I
Much
am not
like
his
the best
bitch.
Laid plans in life, they
I'm
just
not his
don't
bitch.
Work
he's
out.
He's
going
to start snapping his fingers at you, watch.
Oh, how?
All right, so we're gonna get into this game that we were talking about.
I love games.
Earlier on. And,
is it Would You Rather?
No, it's not a Would You Rather. It's it's kind of like the Urban Dictionary guessing game, if I had to like.
That's
it
the only reason why I'm here
games.
Is because you promised that we played Would You Rather.
There is actually an Urban Dictionary board game.
Is there? Oh, man.
Yes.
Where are royalties on that?
I have to buy it from UrbanDictionary.com, but I did see it today because my supervisor got it today. She was super, super stoked about that.
That's hard.
It's probably on ThinkGeek, too.
Too much thinking.
Okay, so we're going to get into this. There's all kinds of subcultures in the gay community.
Yes.
And so... Cookie and I were sitting around, like, talking about them one night and decided, like, hey, why don't we make a trivia guessing game out of it? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read off three terms or three, I guess, subcultures. Only one of them is actually real. The other two are fake. So you have the person that's answering has to figure out which is the real one. And for the bonus point, what it means.
I'm going to annihilate you guys.
Probably.
Let's do this.
All right. The first one is... Oh, well, the first set... Well, who's going first, actually, so I can
we'll
keep
start
score.
Pepper, then me, then myself.
Why me? I'm not
and
smart.
Then,
okay.
Jasmine.
Right.
So we'll go in like a... Or we can start with Jasmine and then do Pepper and then... However.
Okay, ladies I can first, start. Ladies, I can start. I'd love
ladies
to start.
First.
Age before beauty, so I guess you guys are going first.
What the fuck?
Age before beauty. Hello.
You're an idiot.
No, I'm
age
not.
Age before beauty? You're the oldest person here, aren't you?
Yeah, she is.
No, I'm 21.
She's 48. And
two decades ago.
When I put my weave on, I'm 21.
Your weave?
Okay, so...
Unbelievable.
Are you younger than me? No.
No, I'm older. You're the youngest. I'm second of the youngest. I'm going to be 35.
Oh, usual. I'm going to be 22. Woo.
Okay, so we'll start. You know what? We'll start off with Jasmine. She never goes first.
Okay.
So, okay, here's the three. Number one, ferret. Number two, otter. Number three, mink.
Ooh.
I have to pick one?
Yes, one. Only one of them is real.
Ferret, otter, and what's the other one?
Mink.
Mink?
Yeah, M-I-N-K.
Goodness.
I actually know this one.
I think I know.
I am going to say, you did say ferret, right? Yes. I'm going to go with ferret.
No.
With ferret?
Can I answer?
Damn it.
All right, cookie for the steal.
It's actually Me? Otter. And it's
damn it.
It's the thinner man's version of a bear. It's just a thin, hairy guy.
Ew.
That's an otter.
Oh,
that is correct.
Ew.
It's a thin guy that's hairy.
That's gross.
You're gross.
The definition given was like a bear, an otter is also very hairy. However, an otter has a smaller frame than a bear, sporting a slender or toned body.
Yes.
That was the definition that was given.
An otter.
Okay.
All right. Cookie is next.
Pepper's next. Go, Pepper.
Okay.
Ladies first.
Wait. Okay, go.
All right. You ready? All right. Number one, kink. Number two, twink. And number three, tiny twink.
Oh, twink.
And what is it?
What is the twink mean?
Yeah.
Are there like gay little fairy guys? I don't know.
Close, actually.
Like little...
Yeah.
A young, slender gay man with little to no body or facial hair. Most of the time, they are full of themselves.
I fucking heard. I've heard that so many times. So I'm like, I know what a twink is.
All right, so.
Wait, I think you called my last person a twink. That's how I knew that word.
No, he was a tranny chaser.
A tranny chaser?
A tranny twink.
All right, Cookie. Chub chaser, daddy chaser, baby chaser.
I couldn't answer that.
Well, I know what a chub chaser is, and I'm gonna say
only one of them's right. Yeah, only one of them's real.
Chub or what?
I'll say daddy chaser. And that's someone who that's a younger gay guy who looks for an older guy with money.
Oh, sugar daddy in our
guilty.
Sugar daddy.
What? A chub chaser isn't real? Oh, it has to be in
It's gay specific.
Only one of them's a subculture.
What was the other one? Nothing.
All right.
A chub chaser.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's
what else?
What was the last one, chaser?
Chub and
baby chaser.
Baby chaser. That's
baby
gross.
Baby chaser.
That's for me, huh? Younger guys. Anyways,
chub chaser.
Moving past.
A chub chaser? My fiance.
She chases my chub.
All right. So Jasmine is up, and number one, circuit princess. Number two, circuit queen. Number three, circuit princess. Sorry.
Wait, a circuit princess, a circuit queen, and another circuit princess?
No, sorry, that's circuit prince. My bad.
A circuit queen is my guess. It's probably wrong. Fuck.
That's what I would guess.
Woo!
Yeah.
Oh, it's right. Circuit queen. Okay, cool.
All right. Now for the bonus point definition.
Bonus point definition. I don't know. Some gay guy who likes to make his rounds.
Yeah, like on the circuit, like the club scene.
No, somebody that demands.
No. Yeah.
Nope. It is A circuit queen is a muscular man who is tanned and waxed. His outfit of choice is a tank top, shorts, and a pair of high tops.
He's very high class.
Wow, ooh, like a Guido. A
circuit
like,
queen.
Like, I'm a queen, bitch. Yeah.
Let me write this down.
Write it down. There's my pen and paper. Take notes.
Okay, let's see. Cookie is next. So, okay. Tipster, gypster, rimster.
What was the first one?
Tipster.
Rimster?
And gypster.
And gypster?
It has to be
rimster.
I'm going to guess rimster. It's probably wrong.
I think it's right.
I'm going to say...
What? It was wrong, really?
What was the other one? Gypster.
Rimster, too.
What was the other two? Gypster and...
If you try to steal, you have to get the bone. You have to get the definition.
I don't know gypster, what it means, but I'll look it up.
All right. Nobody for the steal. So,
but I just want to answer.
The answer is gypster, and it's this... Hipster gay loves art and the indie lifestyle. They typically hang out amongst themselves and can be a little judgmental. For the most part, they are skinny and adhere to their own style.
You find them at IKEA.
IKEA is such an idea.
Maybe. Or Restoration Hardware.
Restoration Hardware. Lesbian heaven.
Or Urban Outfitters.
All right. Who is next? Pepper, are you up?
I'm always up.
Okay. Here it is. oh, I see. I know which one I'm going to ask you. Mm-hmm. All right. There is number one, Poppy. Number two, Daddy. Number three, Pappy.
Four. Okay. I want to say the first one or the third one, but because it's not the moon. I'll say Pappy.
I want to know.
Daddy.
It's Poppy.
Daddy.
All you didn't right. say Daddy.
And?
For the still?
Yeah.
But you have
it's
to know the difference.
Daddy is like an older guy, an older affluent guy, an older rich guy.
You didn't say
Daddy?
Yes, I did.
Oh, then it would be that one, of course.
Cookie for the steal.
I didn't hear him say Daddy.
He said Daddy.
Sorry, I was watching my Love and Hip Hop.
Oh my God. Turn that off.
No. Never.
All right. Jasmine is up. All right.
Okay.
So, number one, Buff Daddy. Number two, Muscle Daddy. Number three, Ripped Daddy.
Muscle Daddy.
Yep.
Muscle Daddy.
It's not Buff Daddy?
A muscular daddy.
It's gotta be, like, a really, really,
I would
like,
hear, like, guys say, like, oh, you're so Buff Daddy. Like,
gay guy. That's older.
I've heard guys say that.
Yes.
I would think Buff.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yes.
It's not Buff Daddy.
All right, Cookie, here you go. Coyote, wolf, dingo.
Wolf?
Damn it!
I don't know, a hairy muscular guy?
Does it have anything to do with Twilight?
Oh, what is it? What is it?
The wolf guy, he said.
Wolf was correct. He is a
semi... Does it have anything to do with Taylor Lautner finally coming out?
He is a semi-hairy gay man with a mysterious look about him. He generally enjoys a lot of sex.
Oh.
See, I told you. It's based
it's
off
like
of
Wolverine, huh? Like Wolverine?
Mysterious, but he is not hairy. So he has to be hairy Wolverine. To be a wolf.
Hairy and mysterious.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up with the hairy gay people? Jesus.
We love the body hair. Well, most.
You like hair?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Pepper's turn. Ox, bear, bison.
Bear.
Oh, God. I want to steal this so bad.
Bear.
Yes.
Yep. It's bear.
Do the ding then. Hello.
And for the bonus point.
Oh, damn. I forgot.
It's a thick, hairy guy.
Oh, damn. Can I steal?
It's a big old hairy mask thing guy. Like, just like, rrr. Like a big guy.
Hairy. Big hairy guy.
Hairy big guy.
One more time, like how?
Like, rrr. Not like army gold, but rrr.
Oh, God. I'll say that
shit. Those are the leprechauns.
All right. So, we are down to the last two, I believe. Let me see. Yep, last two. So for Jasmine, puppy, pup, young pup.
Wait, what's the first one?
Puppy. Pup, young pup.
A puppy.
Young pup?
Cookie for the steal?
Young pup? Oh. There's only one left.
You might as well steal this one, Pepper.
You can't. It's only one left, so. It's a younger gay man who is generally cute, inexperienced, naive, and eager. He is generally seen with a man not much older than him, but still older. Also, pups can be the submissive type.
Oh, that's what I'm dating.
Okay.
Pup, 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 pup.
Can see some puppies with some
Come
bears.
Here, little pup.
Oh, no, I was wrong. That's not the last one. That's not the last one. I was wrong. Sorry.
What's the last one?
No, there's still, like, another. I had two pages.
Oh.
Okay, so trunk, twunk, or tank?
Trunk?
Twunk or tank?
Who's that for?
Wonk sounds like my cousin.
I say trunk.
No, it's for, sorry, it was for Cookie and...
Dang it!
Twunk.
Anybody want to try to steal?
Is it twunk you said?
What's the other two? Say, so he answered trunk.
So it's twunk and
two
tank.
Other ones?
Tank?
Twunk and
I'll
tank.
Say twunk, but I don't know what the hell that means.
If, well, like, again, if you're going to steal, you have to know what it means.
No, I think we should get 4 points, one for knowing and one for... You. Fucking asshole.
Tank.
No.
It's twunk, but I didn't know the meaning.
What the fuck is a twunk?
I okay.
Pretty much a twink, but with a lot more muscle.
Oh, a twink and a twunk. Thinking.
Maybe that is.
A twunk? Ooh.
Yeah. So you can be twinky or twunky.
Yes.
All right, so Pepper's
like
turn.
Like Tweedledum and Tweedledee.
All right, there. Pepper's turn. It's a, right?
Yes.
Okay, thub, chub, chode.
Oh, my God. I've heard of all three, but let me think.
Did you just say chode?
Yeah, that's like to? Poop, but there's something from the butt.
What?
What?
It's something from the butt. But anyways, chub.
And the meaning?
Oh, you didn't do me the ding for getting it right. So it means like a chub, like little fat guy, kind of my ex, with a big chub. No.
What?
Gotta have that chub. Yay, I'm smart.
Like a dad bod.
Hey.
I'm smart.
Ouch.
Sorry, was that touchy?
No, but he was. Snap.
Touchy-feely.
It's okay, you found your chub chaser.
My chub
Yes,
chaser.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
He's apparently a twunk.
It all worked out.
Cross it off the list.
Yeah. Bucket list completed. Not even.
Right?
Yeah. Almost.
You got the back page.
All right. Last one. Jockey, jock, horse chaser.
Jock. I would say jockey.
Jock.
God damn it.
Jock. I'm going to say... Jock. Are you going to steal this one or me?
Jock.
I say horse chaser.
Jock.
Of course.
Oh,
you
got it right.
An athletic gay guy?
Chasing the big horse.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a horse? Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
Calm it down.
I told you it was a donkey, not a horse.
Go to the Pomona
Fair.
It
was a donkey. Hee-haw, hee-haw,
go look at the Budweiser horses and oh my God.
Clydesdales?
Yeah. I fucked up by doing the donkey. No. Yeah. Kidding.
You're not kidding.
Yes, I am.
You're not kidding.
I never
drink
did
your four locos.
I never
four
did
locos.
A donkey
have you
show.
Keeping score? I'm pretty
I
sure.
I have.
Sure
Quattro's crazy.
Who wins?
I'm tallying it up right now.
I win.
Damn it.
The game is I win.
I did steal a few. A few that I could.
I win.
I'm a terrible gay guy, so I probably did not win.
Aww.
Okay.
I'm a terrible person, too.
You should be representing.
Oh, hell no.
For the community.
The winner is...
Oh.
The winner is... Cookie.
Janet.
Oh, yeah. Cookie, yay!
Cookie, you represent.
What do we get? What do we get?
Cookie got 9 points. Pepper and Jasmine both got 4 points.
Oh, what the
hell? Yes! Yes!
Well, that just shows we're not gay.
Yes.
That shows I
no, that
gay.
Just shows you're not gay men.
Well, hello, this is an obvious game for him to win.
I tried my bestest.
Hey, you know, when do we do a, like a version for like dicks?
I'd still win at that.
He'd win it.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, that's a challenge.
Challenge accepted.
Now I really feel like you should find one for fucking dicks.
No, challenge accepted. Let's do this.
Wait, we have to see who comes in second place between me and Jasmine. Let's do the dick challenge.
The dick off?
The dick challenge. All right, boys, step back. They're going to have a dick off.
Yeah, you're not part of this because you're going to win it, of course.
Thank you.
Leave some competition here.
This is the consolation prize.
It's the official 2018
We're
dick off.
Have dick off, really? All right. As long as someone can hold me up.
All right. Well, we have two of the topics for the next podcast already. So there's a preview. There's going to be a dick off, and we are going to go into our game of suggestive signs.
Yay! I cannot wait. Suggestive
I'm
signs.
So excited.
I love it. And exit only.
Oh yeah.
Head in the rear.
Hey, don't be giving away my tattoo names. Those are ideas.
For tram stamp site.
Yeah.
Right. So for tonight, we are going to go ahead and get up on out of here. But thanks for tuning in, and we will be back next week with some more games.
Toodaloo.
Until next time.
I like my cookies with nuts.